coming up on All Access.
I must have been born on a Monday. This is going to be a nice night. I love it.
Play action fake by Brady. Has good protection. Shoots it long and deep. Wide open. Touchdown. Ooh. Oh, man.
What a day.
Pretty sweet, huh?
They're a force to be reckoned with, yes. But we wouldn't want it any other way. Going against formidable opponents is good for us at this point in the year.
Getting across the line of scrimmage beautifully, Dante Hightower.
It was apparent that Dante had a big future ahead of him. Now, when I say big future, at that time, you're thinking, okay, Dante's going to be a good high school football player.
There was nothing about it that I was not interested in, which I think, you know, when you find that, anybody finds that in your life, I think it's pretty simple to decide, like, that's what I want to do.
They love to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball and then take shots down the field. And there's no better deep receiver probably in the history of football than Randy Moss.
It's 7 wins in a row for the Patriots, who whipped the number one seed in the AFC in front of a national audience. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. It's a short week for New England, who quickly turned the page from their impressive victory over Houston to focus on an even more impressive opponent, the San Francisco 49ers. They travel to Foxborough for another primetime matchup. We'll take a look at the Niners, but first let's look back at the sights and sounds from their win over Houston.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
I must have been born on a Monday. This is going to be a nice night. I love it.
Let's get after these guys and set them up. Line on 3. 1, 2, 3. Ah. Let's go get this. Help me. 3. 1, 2, 3.
Help me. Simple, simple, simple. All right?
Well deserved. Good to be here.
Most important game of the season. Patriots win this game. Texas lose another game and get the number one seed. And the road to the Super Bowl has got to go through New England.
Snap to Brady. Looks, fires left. Caught. End zone. Touchdown. Aaron Hernandez.
Hand off again to Foster to the left, but this time he is going to be ripped down. Vincent Wilfork destroyed the middle of the Houston offensive line.
Nice shot. That's the way to play with power right there.
Play action fake by Brady. Has good protection. Shoots it long and deep. Wide open. Touchdown. Oh, man.
This is kind of how it's looking. All right, we're rolling up and down the field the first 3 drives and everything's fine. And then we got to start getting all these pressures, and we're not getting out of this. We're not getting, and they're getting closer to him in the pocket for multiple reasons, like we just talked about. We still have a lot of stuff on the menu that we can use that'll help us, okay?
Steps up, shoots it long and deep, and it is caught. And Dante Stallworth, 15-10, 5, end zone, touchdown.
Hold it on to it, put it in there, you're going to score, don't reach it out.
What a day.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Way to go, baby. Good game, huh?
quick turnaround, man. Equally as important.
Yeah, man, that's a great job. Guys did just what we talked about doing. It was really, that's the way we need to play this team, and you guys did a great job of it, so congratulations. That's well earned. We still got a lot of football left. We got a real good football team coming in here Sunday night, so congratulations. That's a damn good win. Okay, see you Wednesday at noon. Yeah, great job.
Hey! How do we feel about a Monday night victory?
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, we sit here a lot every week, and sometimes you talk about starting fast, or you always want to start fast. That, in essence, what happened on Monday night is the true definition of starting fast. Pretty safe to say that?
Yeah, it was. It was a real fast start for us, and that was a great way to play that game because, you know, Houston's a team that really did a good job running the ball and rushing the passer, and the quicker they got behind in the score, the more it kind of put pressure on them to play that way. So it was, players did a great job of being ready to go early, taking advantage of our opportunities, and getting on top.
People think when you start fast, when you talk about it, it's basically offensive thinking. But say you build a quick lead, you dictate, really, it's like driving a car, how the pace of the game goes. You do it on special teams. It also affects how you play defense, too. True?
Yeah, absolutely. And all those phases came into play. You know, we got a good punt return from Wes, which set up a good field position for us. We had the interception from Devin early, which stopped a scoring drive and got the ball back for us. So all three units contributed to that fast start, and that's really what it takes. You know, it doesn't be good for you to go out and score 14, give up right. 14, and it must be nothing.
All right, we sat in here last week, and you and I spent a lot of time talking about J.J. Watt. We even went to the Belustrator, drew some things up. You guys did a heck of a job getting after him, yet he still got to Tom. I think he hit him 5 times throughout the course of the game. But there's a guy on the flip side of that plays for you that took the game kind of in his own hands. And not only did he do it the other night, Vince Wilfork has done that not only throughout the course of the year, but since he's been here. And it seems like something's got cranked up another notch with this guy. Talk about what he means to you, not only now, but this thing moving forward with your young defense.
Yeah, Vince has had a great year for us, and he's just played well week after week and doing everything well, stopping the run, rushing the passer, coordinating communication on the line of scrimmage with our games and things like that. He's read screen passes, and he's a very instinctive player, well-prepared, works hard, strong, physical, got good quickness. And really all parts of his game have been coming together over the last few weeks. He's had a great season, and, of course, that will be important for us going forward. So he's done a great job for us this year.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the big game with the 49ers.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Dante Hightower's path to the NFL.
I would be lying if I said that we didn't talk about maybe the possibility of Dante being able to play at the college level and maybe even at the pro level.
We sit down with Patriots wide receiver Brandon Lloyd.
The reason I came here was to win games, mm-hmm. and we've done an excellent job of that this year, but we still haven't reached the ultimate goal.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Frustrating thing that happens when the greatest quarterback discussion comes up is for some reason people need a number one.
Tom is incredibly inspiring. He compares to anybody, but for his generation, he's the guy that stretched it forward, the game, in so many ways. And so the quarterbacks in the future will now say, well, geez, look what Tom did. How in the world am I ever going to do what Tom Brady did? And I feel for them because Tom stretched it maybe more than a lot of people ever have.
Throw by Brady. Brady leaps into the end zone. Touchdown! Brady, just masterful.
Who's the best of all time? I don't know. There's different systems. There's different personnels. There's different circumstances that go around each one of their careers. But Certainly Tom is at the table, and I don't know why that's not enough for people.
There's two, three people in the world today that can do what Tom Brady does.
If I were to say Tom's greatest trait, as I've studied him throughout the years and played against him, is his ability to keep himself on edge and everybody else on edge and get greatness out of them all the time.
It's amazing to think that this is just the second time in Brady's 13-year career that he's faced a team he grew up rooting for, the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome back to All Access, everyone. No time to revel in Monday's win. The Patriots face another one of the league's best when the Niners come to town. With more on the Patriots, here's Dan Roach.
Brady looks, fires left, caught, end zone, touchdown, Aaron Hernandez.
After an impressive 42-14 thrashing of the Texans Monday night, it was perhaps appropriate that on 12-12-12, number 12 was once again named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week for tossing four touchdown passes.
63-yard play to Dante Stallworth.
Another week, and unfortunately, another season-ending injury for the Patriots, as just-signed wide receiver Dante Stallworth went down with an ankle injury.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bummer for Dante. He's, you know, he was so excited to be back, and he makes a great play, and you know, gets injured on the play. So that was disappointing.
And as the Pats said goodbye to Stallworth, they once again welcome back Deion Branch.
I'm stepping in as if I never left. You know, I'm here to just do whatever Josh needs me to do, whatever Tom needs me to do on offense, whatever my team needs me to do.
And with a short week of preparation, the Patriots have another big test on Sunday night as they welcome the San Francisco 49ers to Gillette Stadium, a matchup of the NFL's top-ranked offense against the NFL's top-ranked defense.
Speed, they play well together, they're physical, they stop the run, they rush the passer, they can cover, they can win on the road. They're a very good team.
And speaking of defense, the Pats unit continues to show vast improvement. In fact, over the last 5 weeks, New England's D has allowed fewer and fewer points each and every week.
You know, for us, it stays the same throughout the season. You know, we're trying to give up less points each game and continue to take the ball away.
One note perhaps lost in the hoopla of the Monday night victory is the fact that the Patriots became only the second team in NFL history with 10 straight 10-plus win seasons, a remarkable feat. And by the way, the record, San Francisco in the 80s and 90s had 16 consecutive 10-plus win seasons. That is also an amazing accomplishment. For Patriots All Access from the CBS scene, I'm Dan Roach.
Thank you, Roachie. Joining me now is Patriot wide receiver Brandon Lloyd. And first of all, Brandon, congratulations on that game. What
Thank
a
you.
Game. But I want to bring up that touchdown pass.
Okay.
You are wide open. Wow. And when you're that wide open, what's going through your mind? Are you saying, come on, ball, come on, ball, come on, ball, get here?
Well, I think the number one concern
is what?
Is the guy catching up.
Good point.
So that's the only thing I'm really thinking about. But as far as, you know, people always ask, oh, do you think about not dropping it? Not really, because you're still, because I'm still in the moment.
Right.
And still, you know, intense.
Right.
Ready to finish the playoff. But the number one concern is the guy coming back and making a play.
So how are you focused on the ball and not worried about the guy coming to you?
Well, you just got to catch it, you know, and then whatever happens, happens.
Right place, right time on your other touchdown.
Right.
Right?
The fumble recovery.
The fumble recovery.
Right.
Was that bizarre? Was that just a bizarre play that you saw the ball scoot out?
Well, we knew that they're a team that likes to create turnovers mm-hmm. that way. So I, going into the game, I wanted to be around the pile just in case that happened. But Danny made a heck of a run.
Right, to even get that far.
To even get that far. And I got thrown out of the way by the defender, so I was just kind of standing there, and all of a sudden the ball pops out.
And when you see something like that, do your eyes become like saucers? It's like...
No, I just wanted to grab it.
Tell me about, if you would, your relationship with Tom. Tell me what people don't know as far as, and I remember you mentioning this to me,
okay.
that on your off days or in your quiet moments, you two would go off somewhere.
Right.
To do what?
We'll just talk about plays.
All the time, right?
Yeah, we do it all the time. And I think the great thing about the relationship is that there's a lot of room to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a lot of flexibility where I can run routes from the inside and routes from outside the numbers. And so we're always talking about the creative aspect of the game. So I guess that would be something that you may not know about the relationship. You think it's mainly X's and O's,
right,
and this is the way it is, and it's very regimented. As much of the offense is like that,
yep,
then there's a whole nother element where Tom likes to be creative, and we can do a lot of different things with the routes and releases, and that's the fun part.
You took care of Houston, and now another iron team is coming to town, the right, San Francisco 49ers, a team you once played for.
Right.
What do you see in the 49ers now, and what was it like playing for them back then?
Well, there was a lot of history there, and that's what I really really had a great time with, mm-hmm, was the tradition that organization has. And since then, they've done a remarkable job with the front office, and I think that's what has filtered down.
Sure, trickle-down effect.
Yeah, and all those first-round picks are panning out. So, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be a picnic, is it?
No, not at all. But we wouldn't want it any other way this late in the season, because we do need to get a lot better in certain areas. And so going against formidable opponents is good for us this point in the year.
Brandon Lloyd, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Against San Fran this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Lloyd, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. New England has two cornerbacks who have twin brothers who also play the same position. Devin McCourty's sibling Jason starts for the Tennessee Titans. Rookie Alfonso Dennard's brother Lorenzo played small college football. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach rejoins me now, and we talk about these 49ers. All right, the so-called experts love to look at the schedule and check win, loss, win, 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 or whatever, you know, when the schedule comes out. Played Houston, just finished them up. Now all of a sudden San Francisco comes to town. It's another big boy team. When you look at them on film, what impresses you?
I'd say the overall physicality. You notice a team that's averaging almost 2 yards per carry more than they're giving up. So they do a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. They don't give up many points. They like to run the ball and be in control offensively and let their defense play defense from the lead, and they play very well. They got a lot of big play players. They're strong in the kicking game. Lee's a punter that can change field position. Ginn's had 6 career touchdowns. So they're strong in every phase of the game. They're very experienced, but they're very young, and they're also a hungry team.
Are you surprised Randy has come back after taking a year of football off?
No, not really. No, I think I know Randy loves the game. I know he loves to compete, and really the offensive system that he's in is a good one for him, because they love to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball and then take shots down the field. And there's no better deep receiver probably in the history of football than Randy Moss. So if you want to throw deep, he's the guy you want running deep.
Bold decision for Harbaugh to go with Kaepernick over Smith. With him in the lineup, and I'm sure you've looked at both sets of film with Smith in there, because you have to prepare for both.
Sure.
Do you have to defend the whole field more so when Kaepernick's in there with the legs, with the perimeter, with the downfield balls?
Well, I think both quarterbacks are good quarterbacks. They've won with both guys. They won a lot with both guys. So, I think a lot of their offense stays the same, but then each player brings a little bit of his own element and dimension to it. So we have to be ready for both. But, Kaepernick's certainly a big threat with the ball in his hands to run. But Smith's athletic, too. And they both can get it down the field and make plays scrambling around and also make accurate throws to their receivers. And they got good receivers with Crabtree, of course, Vernon Davis, Randy Manningham. So they have a good group of guys.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from @SandyB. Says, when you play a game on Monday night, now you got a short week to prepare. When do you start getting ready for the next team? Example, San Francisco.
Well, we have people on our staff that always are a little bit ahead. So when we get to the end of the week, for example, this week with San Francisco, we have people that are starting to prepare for the following game next week against Jacksonville. And so we kind of use a couple people on our staff to get ahead, but then we really don't start until probably half a day after the game that we play. It takes us about a half a day to go back, watch the film, talk about the game, make some corrections, and kind of analyze what happened in the game before we move on. But as I said, the other people on the staff give us a little bit of a head start on that.
All right, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question like Sandy did, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. We'll be back later with the Bellis Trader. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll see a little bit of Alden Smith.
All right, sounds good. Stay tuned right there. More of All Access right after this. And then Coach will be back with the Bellis Trader.
Coming up on All Access.
Later, we focus on the 49ers on the Bellis Traders.
Don't want to be throwing the ball every down against these guys because they got too many pass rushers.
But first, find out where Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels' coaching career began.
I learned more from being around football than I did from any other aspect of my life.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to our Bob's Discount Furniture High School Coach of the Year. And it's Dave Morse from Sharon High School. The Eagles capped off an improbable year by winning the Division III Super Bowl. Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett presented Morse with the award.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
In addition, the Patriots Charitable Foundation donated $2,000 in the name of the Sharon High School football program. Congratulations.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
It's well known that Patriots coach Bill Belichick's love of the game began at an early age, as his dad Steve was a football coach. Ironically, Belichick's offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels comes from a very similar background. His dad Tom is one of the most successful high school coaches in Ohio State history. We had a chance to visit the McDaniels this summer in Josh's hometown of Canton, Ohio, the cradle of American football.
I think ever since I was allowed to go to practice when I was 6 or 7, I was hooked because I never wanted to miss 2-a-days. I never wanted to miss a game. And when I was young and I was going to grade school, I'd go to school Friday and have butterflies for the game that I was just gonna watch at night.
If I was running an individual drill with the quarterbacks, he was there. If it was an inside run drill, he was there. So he never strayed very far away from me because that indicated to me that he had a genuine interest in what we were doing and why we were doing it.
There was nothing about it that I was not interested in, which I think, you know, when you find that, I think it's pretty simple to decide, like, that's what I want to do.
I think he saw how much fun I had. Mm-hmm. I'm a grown man, and I've got kids, and I'm having an awful lot of fun doing what I'm doing. What little kid might not take a look at that and think, gee, that looks like a pretty good gig for life. I think I'd like to do that.
I learned more from being around football and then being involved in it when I started playing it than I did from any other aspect of my life.
I remember moving him to East Lansing, and I remember telling him that this is where your old man's influence ends. I can't help you anymore. This will all be about how well you do your job for Nick Saban. This is all about what you do with this opportunity, and I think he listened.
You chart your own course from here, I think was what he was telling me, and he was right, and I understood that, and I embraced what he was saying, and hopefully I made the most of it. I came up there and I sat with Bill for a little bit. I did some things. They wanted to test me on a few things, and I did what they asked me to do. I remember Bill said, you know, we'll be in touch in the next couple days and let you know how this is going to go forward. And I was thankful for the opportunity. And when he called, you know, great, I'm in. And, you know, he asked me if I wanted to know what I was going to be paid. And I told him I didn't care. I should have said something different, though.
That's a good opportunity because there's a guy who has been where you are now. They told you to make coffee, make it better than anybody ever did it before. They tell you to go get a guy at the airport, do it better than anybody ever did before. And that everything else sort of works itself out if you function that way.
Mike, Sam? Jack has Sammy. So if we see that again, you may end up going to Sammy.
This one, my wife and I gave it to him for Christmas, I think back in 2006. On the sideline, there's usually a gazillion people around you. And I thought that was a good picture of Tom and myself.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
He was a great player long before I, you know, had an opportunity to coach him.
I know you hate him. I know you hate him.
I always believed Bill would have never given me an opportunity to do it had he not had confidence in me. So I had great confidence in the decision that Bill made. You know, here's what we're going to let you do. Then if he thought that, then I didn't need anybody else's blessing.
What are you thinking on third down, Josh?
There's nobody I'd rather learn from, which I have a tremendous amount to learn, you know, going forward, than Bill and Robert and the rest of the organization in New England. But I wanted to be happy, and I wanted to enjoy the people and really like the people that I worked for and the people that I worked with. And you know, it was a slam dunk for me.
We're sort of hokey. We think that if you love the game will love you back. And we believe that. Now, whether that, nobody else has to, but we think that we love the game and the game has loved him back and it's loved me back.
I saw Dante Hightower play football was that I recall was during his 2 years that he played at our middle school, at Lewisburg Middle School. It was apparent that Dante had a big future ahead of him. Now, when I say big future, at that time you're thinking, okay, Dante's going to be a good high school football player. He played in our class tournaments here at Marshall County High School for basketball. And he had several dunks in the game. And we're talking about a guy at the time that was 6'3", 6'4", maybe 245, 250 pounds, dunking a basketball. Of course, the students loved it. And I remember one of the coaches turning to me and saying, that's what a SEC linebacker looks like.
Going to be hit and sacked.
He is swallowed up by a swarming Patriots defense.
Being chased, being hit, being brought down.
Dante Hightower.
I won't ever forget the day that Coach Saban came to see Dante, and we were working on an inside drill, we called it, and it didn't take 10, 15 minutes tops to see Dante move, to see Dante react, to see Dante understand the concepts of playing the position that he played. Like I said, within 15 minutes, I think Coach Saban was sold on the fact that he wanted to offer a scholarship to Dante, and obviously he did that, and we were proud of him.
getting across the line of scrimmage beautifully, Dante Hightower. Pounding into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown by Dante Hightower.
I would like to think that any influence I had on Dante was to try to keep him grounded. When I say grounded, you want a guy to be as good as he can be. And you want him to fly, so to speak, in terms of being able to go out there and be all that he can be as a player. You don't want to hold a guy back like that. In order for you to go further with this, you've got to be the leader on the field, be the leader in the weight room, and be the leader in the locker room. He bought into it and I think became all that he could be.
That was Dante Hightower's path to the NFL.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments, San Francisco. And all you do is you read about them, you hear about them. It's almost like the Queen. Queen has a song out, Pressure, Under Pressure, something like that. We should play it while we watch this, right?
Well, they're very good up front. They have a lot of good players, and I think it starts right here with Justin Smith. He's a very disruptive player. You'd see him just, power rush. That's Ben Grubbs right there. He was a pretty good guard. Just power rushes him right back into the pocket. The 49ers play a decent amount of zone defense, and you can see they're matched up fairly well on the receivers. Breeze has to hold the ball for a second, and it's just not long enough with this pass rush.
Playing a guy like J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith, obviously, with Houston, does that help you guys week to week, especially on a short week, getting ready for those upfield guys?
Well, I think this group's a little bit different. They're a very, very disruptive group, and I think they overall maybe have a little bit more this type of power rush like Smith's doing here to Grubbs. You can see just walking right back
like Houston,
in the pocket.
Brady James, they were running some games and stuff and some
they're
twists for you.
Very quick and very athletic. Now, there's plenty of that, too, from Ahmad Brooks and Alden Smith. We'll see that later. But this is a good pass rush, and this is a good rushing front. It's hard. You just don't want to be throwing the ball every down against these guys because they got too many pass rushers.
All right, moving on here against New Orleans.
Well, another play against New Orleans. This is Ahmad Brooks coming in here, and he does a nice job of running a game here where he actually picks the tackle, Bushrod, and knocks him off for Smith to come around. And then Brooks continues on in and makes the play himself. And, once again, pretty tight coverage, and this time the 49ers are in man-to-man coverage. Pretty tight coverage on the receivers here. Nobody really for the quarterback to throw the ball to. He's got to wait for the receivers to get a little bit of separation. And, again, there's just not enough time. So
the pocket closes fast. Wow.
Well, it really does. These guys can rush. They can cover. That's why they're so good defensively. They're really a good, complete team. But this is, really a nice play by Brooks. He comes in and picks Bushrod. And then when the guard comes off to block Smith, as he does right here, then Brooks is able to beat Bushrod inside and come in there and make the play. So, a very athletic pass-rushing group. But they're also very physical. They can run you over. They can run by you, and they also run games well.
All right, this one here, real wide split, it looks like.
Yeah, this is Alden Smith over here on the defensive left side in the Chicago game. And you can see he really, first Karimi has a shot at him, and he goes by him, and then he runs by the guard and sacks him for a safety. So, it's a three-man rush, and you'd think that, they'd be able to block it. They've got two-on-one here, two-on-one here, and one-on-one on Smith, but they really don't get any of them blocked. They got all three guys standing back.
The previous play, it was four rushers. So there was four. Now this is three. Seems like correct me if I'm wrong, they rarely have to bring secondary or slot pressure to get after quarterbacks.
Well, they bring enough of it to keep you honest, and they do a good job of doing that, especially when they get in their base defense, when they bring Smith and Brooks outside. But they can rush with three, they can rush with four, they can rush with five. Here's Smith over there, and here on this side. This time he's on the defensive right, the offensive left. So, last time we saw him over here on Creamy. Now he's over here on Jonathan Martin in the Miami game. And you don't know exactly where these guys are going to be. They move them around. They're active. 19 and a half sacks here for Smith. He does a good job for him.
Wow, you know how much they get after. All right, Coach, good luck. Two more regular season home games left. Go get them. We're running out of time here.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's your Bellustrator. We'll be back with more of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots.
and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Do you know where to get your Patriots gear this holiday season? The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need for the Pats fan on your holiday list. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more. The Patriots Pro Shop, located at Patriot Place, is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Earlier this week, the Patriots Charitable Foundation celebrated their 19th annual Children's Holiday Party. More than 250 area children from Salvation Army and community centers throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island were treated to an evening of holiday cheer with players from their favorite football team.
I get to see Patriots players in real life, not on TV, and it's just like so much fun.
Just to give back any way we can, especially around this time, Christmas time, the holiday season. It means a lot. It means everything to us.
Included in the festivities was the ever-popular Wrap-A-Pat, a Patriots holiday tradition.
I'm here, kids! Did you have fun?
Well, it's great to see the Patriots with the kids getting back into that holiday spirit. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. I'm going to put you guys on the spot because you said that the Patriots were going to lose.
I have no recollection
last
of that.
I don't remember that.
I don't recall.
And you said.
I nailed it.
You nailed it.
I said
and
blowout.
And you said this Patriots. Was going to be a close game. But let's start with you.
Listen, the funny thing is a lot of the analysis that I had, and Mike brought up a lot of points about the spot that Houston was in and all that, and I sort of thought everything's kind of favored New England, and I went with the upset. I went with Houston.
You took a shot.
Listen, couldn't have been more wrong. Obviously, give the Patriots credit for knowing how to play in big games, and I think that cannot be understated.
Yeah, I think obviously we were wrong. So surprise, surprise, it won't be the last time we're wrong, Steve. I think what surprised me about it though is Houston, mm-hmm. and I expected more from them. I expected more from quarterback Matt Schaub. I expected the Patriots to play a good game. I wasn't expecting Houston to come here and put forth that type of performance.
Are the Patriots that good, or is Houston not as good as we thought they were?
I think Houston's very good, and I'm very impressed with this win. This is one of the most impressive wins that I can remember in a while because I do still think a lot of Houston. And I thought, in a strange way, after the 21-point blitz in the first three possessions, what Houston did after that kind of showed me this is a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. I thought the four straight punts that they forced after they got blitzed was impressive. But look at the way the Patriots played this game again. I just think it... They treated it like an AFC title game. That's how they went after this game. Tom Brady was ready to play in this game, and Houston had never been there before. In retrospect, if there's one item of this whole pregame that I recognized it but glossed over it, that's it. Mm-hmm. Houston had never been there, and the Patriots have been here so many times, and they showed it. Yes, the Patriots are that good.
And they took it personal, didn't they,
well,
Patriots?
They did to a degree, Steve. My biggest takeaway was some of the remarks from the Texans locker room, and they said, man, at the opening coin toss, we could sort of see it was business to them. For us, it was like, wow, this is a great moment for us. Like, let's be in this moment. And it was almost like, wow, they've been here before. Mm-hmm. This is new territory for us. They're the old boss. We're trying to be the new boss, and we're not.
Well, they embarrassed Houston, and now San Fran is coming to town. How good are the 49ers?
I think the Niners are very good. And, I think that they're a little bit different. I think they're a little bit more physical defensively than Houston is. I think that they, they run the ball in a different way. It's almost like, what we went through with Denver last year with Tebow. It's some spread formation, some zone reads. Colin Kaepernick is in there at quarterback now. I think he gives them a little bit of a different dimension. Alex Smith can run, but I don't think he's as dangerous as Kaepernick is when he's doing that. And he also, I think, gives him a better chance to get the ball down the field with his arm. But young guy making, his fifth or sixth start, it's going to be a tough spot to come across the country and get into Foxborough. But, yeah, San Francisco's a very good football team.
I like them a lot, ranked first in the league in terms of fewest points allowed. I think it's right around 14 per game. Think about the Patriots averaging in the mid-30s. So you have, the top scoring team against the top defensive right. team. I think they're tough, and I think it's a reflection of their head coach. Jim Harbaugh has done a great job there. Patriots will be in for a dogfight in this game.
Prediction time. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to take the Patriots because I'm going to take my medicine like a man and come back and say, okay, I was wrong, and I'll move on. I think it will be a tough game. I think that San Francisco's defense will play better than Houston's did. I'm going to say 27-20, and I think the Patriots come away with a win.
Okay. I'm also taking the Patriots in the game, lower scoring. I'm going to go 23-20. I like Paul said, I think the 49ers will play better defense, more physical, a little bit of a different style. I still wonder if they can keep up with the Patriots in that offense. As good as the 49ers are defensively, that's how good the Patriots are offensively, especially playing at home. I think Steven Gostkowski comes through with a big kick for the team as well.
All right, guys. Great predictions. Thanks, this week, I think you're both right. Mm-hmm. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you later.